Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Mio shkurabu shakarate. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know why. I can't understand why we haven't came on yet. Hi, Dan. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris. Amen. With the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I'm praying to God that we are on the air. I cannot understand what's going on with my telephone, I tell you, but I just give God the glory. Amen. This is Treasures in Earthen Vessels. And before we get situated into the Word, I want you to listen to this. God bless. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, amen. His presence is in this place, amen, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. As I was praying, amen, while that song was going, I want to say this to Counselor April Irwin, amen. I was talking to God, amen, praying to God concerning you, and I seen a dove, a white dove, flying, amen, praise God. That represents the Holy Spirit. And I just give God the glory, amen. This is Treasures and Earthen Vessels, amen. And we have a word tonight, I mean, I praise God, as we recap, amen, on last week's segment, amen. God moved, amen, Counselor Irwin, amen, began to speak a word in season about the glory, amen. And she also, amen, let us know, amen, with our God's glory and our presence, we don't have anything going on. We need his glory. But she reiterated, and she's, amen, perfect in all that in reference to prayer, amen, because it's important that we pray, amen. I don't care if we pray 1 hour. I don't care if we pray 30 minutes. I don't care if we pray 15 minutes or 20 minutes, but you must spend time with God in order to receive anything, in order to hear anything, amen, praise God, from the Lord, you got to spend time with him. And I just give God the glory tonight, amen, praise God. The precious Holy Spirit is in the atmosphere, amen, and those that want to grab hold to something, amen, hallelujah, that is tangible, amen, that is transferable, amen, from the Holy Spirit is the anointing. I don't do like a lot of people and say reach up and grab it, because when you reach up and grab it, amen, you begin to pick up on various things and various spirits and demonic oppression. But when you take, amen, and begin to touch your belly, for the Bible said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And you begin to stir up those gifts, stir up the treasure in earthen vessels, stir up those gifts down on the inside, and watch God move. I feel the presence of God. It's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for April. Amen. Amen. And the words that she's speaking to the body. Amen. This is her program. Amen. I'm just an invitee. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And as I spoke, amen, this is, amen, a part of her and her husband's ministry. Amen. So we just give God the glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Because he's getting ready to set up a standard, amen, hallelujah, and everything that the enemy is trying to do, amen. We don't say he will be defeated. We say he's already defeated. Come on now. Praise God tonight. Praise God tonight. I'm excited about the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited about what God is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of us might have, amen, hallelujah, been on the road traveling tonight, amen, and decided to listen, amen, to this segment. Or you might have been at home, amen. The child is going through, or the husband is not at home where he needs to be at this time and of the night, amen, praise God.
or you are out of pocket. Amen. And once you listen to this segment, amen, it's going to be a life-changing experience. And that's what, amen, Counselor Irwin, amen, has spent quality time with the Lord, not only through prayer, but, amen, she's been trained by, amen, various people, amen, and she's working in a ministry now in her church, amen, praise God, that assists the hurting, amen, and I'll let her talk about that, amen, praise God, in a few minutes. But I just want to thank God. I had a tooth pull, and I tell you, sometimes the bark is worse than the bite. Amen, because I'm telling you, my mouth is still sore. Amen, but I keep on pressing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because I'm pressing for a blessing. The more I think about God, come on now, the more I speak about God, the more, amen, he began to give me revelation. Amen, praise God. Amen, thank you, Jesus, and I give God the glory. So she expounded real good on that on last week, amen, and she got some nuggets for you this, amen, Saturday night. Amen, and praise God. So I've recapped, amen, and we must, amen, go through the various things that the Bible said. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to go through suffering. We're going to be cast down but not destroyed. And so we're going to go through these things because we have ministry. Amen, praise God, and that is the greatest treasure that is. But down on the inside, praise God, in the inward man, God has supplied us, amen, insufficiency. Amen, we don't lack, amen, there ain't no lack in him. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. And so as he gave us the ministry, amen, as he gave us the things, amen, that he has purposed for his ministry, one of the things that he literally let us know. Now, amen, praise God, you go out and do what I tell you to do, amen, and in return, the treasures that are inside are going to operate, amen, and work for you. For literally, the gifts will make room for you. Oh, come on now. Praise God. So we allow God to utilize those gifts, amen, down on the inside of us, amen, so those treasures can be literally pulled up, pulled out, amen, amen, and begin to be utilized for God's purpose and his will, amen. And we have, amen, we stopped at verse 13, and I'm going to start with that. We have the same spirit of faith, amen. And I'm going to tell you, now this faith that I'm talking about, is not the faith that is in Hebrew chapter 11. There's a different, amen, in the speaking and the administration of it, amen. So we have this, amen, this same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore we speak. That's the God kind of faith to believe that Abraham like he had. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God had accounted it unto him for righteousness because he stepped out on faith. He believed in God. Amen. He had an encounter with God. Amen. And he stepped out on faith to believe that what God said he was going to do, he was going to, in all actuality, do it. Amen. And so if we look at the scripture and we begin to understand and we begin to dissect the scripture, praise God, we begin to, amen, get into the things, amen, that God has said. So before I go any further, amen, I'm going to ask Counselor April Irwin to pray, and then we're going to go straight into the word.
Amen, amen, amen. We give God the glory tonight.
Hallelujah.
It says, we may endure tonight, but joy is coming to somebody tonight. We give God the glory and the honor and the praise tonight. We ask you, God, that you would cover your people by the blood of Jesus and quicken in their spirit to hear and show them their purpose and what they were designed and created to do.
Yes.
As we sit here and worship you, God, we ask, God, that you would bless
birth,
that you would bless this ministry, and that you would bless your people globally. They will hear a word from you. We give you glory and honor and praise. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Amen. So we pick up at verse 13. We have the same spirit of faith, and as I was saying, now this faith is different, amen, in the way it is perceived, amen, from Hebrews 11, amen. And I'm going to break it down to you and show you in essence what God, amen, word is saying, amen. Oh, it's so powerful. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And according to as it is written, I believe, and therefore I have spoken. Amen. By faith, I have spoken what I believe. And amen. Praise God. And Paul was writing the scriptures, and he said, not also does he believe, but we also believe, amen, what was written concerning Jesus Christ. And therefore, we speak it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. All of us that are in Christ are Christ-like, amen, possesses the identical spirit, amen, the spirit of faith, amen. Counselor Irwin, spirit of faith is no different from my spirit of faith, amen. It was given to everybody that believes. Amen. It's the self same. Amen. It's identical. Amen. It cannot be changed. Amen. We all have the self same God kind of faith. Amen. The spirit in this essence is power. Amen. The power of faith in this chapter means in the Hebrew tongue. Amen. And I went up and I researched the word. It's emunah. E-M-U-N-A-H. That's the best that I can pronounce it. So the Hebrew word of faith, amen, thank you, Jesus, and is, amen, emunah, and is an action or in it word meaning support, amen. That's what faith means, amen, in this essence. It means support. Amen. And when we support, amen, that means that we are doing something to help aid to a worthy cause. Amen. Help aid, amen, in the humanity as far as mankind is concerned. Amen. Concerning the word. Amen. So, amen, at the beginning of the scripture, we have these, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Treasures in earthen vessels. Amen. Praise God. And so because of this, amen, they are a support for the will of God. Oh, I'm excited tonight. Amen. And they support God's purpose in the earth realm. Amen. Praise God. In order for God's work to be established, amen, he has to have us, amen, to stand in the gap, to stand up and support him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This is important, amen, because the Western concept of faith places the action on the one you have faith in, such as faith in God. But the Hebrew word, the action on the one who supports God. We are the supporters of God. Come on now. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what goes on in life. God, amen, he don't need us. He can let the rocks cry out. But he wants us to support him in his effort, amen, to establish his purpose in the earth realm so that we can be what God has appointed us to be, but also so that we can help God's people. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. This idea of support for the word, emunah, amen, praise God, can be seen in Exodus 17 and 12. But Moses' hands grew weary. Amen. You remember when Moses was in battle? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So they took a stone and put it under him. Come on, Holy Ghost. And he sat upon it. Praise God. And Aaron and Hur held up his hand, one on one side and the other on the other side. So his hands were steady. Emunah, may my God, until the going down of the sun. It is the support of Emunah, of Aaron and Hur, that held up Moses' arms, not the support of Emunah of Moses. Amen. Moses was supported by Aaron and Hur. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Not Moses supporting Aaron and Hur, but Aaron and Hur were supporting Moses. Amen. So this is the faith that we are talking about tonight. Amen. And when we say, I have faith in God, we should be thinking, I will do what I can to support God. You know what? I got hold to that. Amen. Amen. And I began to literally get the revelation of praise God. I began to praise God. And I said, okay, God, so this is what you're telling me. We as the body of Christ need to support you in the earth realm as a minister. In chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 4, starting all the way from the first verse all the way down to the 13th verse we are in. So we as ministers are given us literally an assignment. Come on, Jesus. And that's to support God in what he's doing in the earth realm. What then is support? To give assistance, to bear our weight. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. In this chapter, as of the gift of the ministry and the treasures, amen. Thank you, Jesus, that are in our earthen vessels. We were ordained to support God in the earth realm, to assist him in whatever he needs in order to carry out our purpose in life. Praise God, according to as it is written. Amen. For example, Luke, amen, 4 and 14, right after Jesus was tempted by the devil, amen, then the power came. Amen. The power didn't come before he was attempted, amen, praise God, tempted by the devil. But the Bible said the power, amen, of the Spirit of Jehovah, amen, amen, praise God, amen, that anointing, amen, that authority, amen, although he always had it, amen, but it was seen more readily after he was tempted, after he had gone through the test, and he told the devil, I don't care what you say, I'm paraphrasing it, amen, I belong to God, and I'm going to support God in the earth realm. Amen. Because his people need to be delivered from the demonic oppression that they're in. They need to be saved. Amen. For the Bible said in Luke 4:14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. He got that power after he went on that 40-day fast. He got the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The anointing that is tangible, that's transferable. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By way of the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, saints, you don't need no pastor to lay hands on you. Come on now. You don't need no minister to say, and do this here to you. Oh, yes, yeah, some of them can transfer, amen, but a lot of them transfer a lot of demons to you. And so I don't tell you go up and let no pastor lay hands on you, nobody lay hands on you. Amen, praise God. But this anointing is transferable by the Holy Ghost, amen, and I love the Holy Ghost, amen, so much. Amen, thank you, Jesus. And then the Bible say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. He went into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region. Learn about him. When you get the Holy Ghost, when you get that anointing, when you step on that out on that faith that, amen, is supported to God and begin to say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. whatever you want me to do, wherever you want me to go, I'll do it. Amen. Shout all over Sion. And begin to walk in agreement with him. Believe in what he's saying. Amen. Then the power will come upon you. Amen. And it will begin to reside in you and begin to move those gifts that are in your earthen vessels. Amen. For he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so the Bible say, and he taught, amen, thank you, Jesus, in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. Now, we get this, amen, tangible experience, amen. We get everything that we need, amen, from the Lord and his word, amen. And then, amen, Jesus began to read. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the glory. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Amen. And this essence is Isaiah. Amen. And when he had opened, amen, thank you, Jesus, the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. That's your ministry. Amen. That's the ministry. Amen. You need to step out, saints, into what God has told you to step out into. Amen. Praise God. That's the faith. Amen. To get out there and be supported. Is a man of God and what he's doing in the earth realm. And then he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. You know, our faith, we don't understand that. There's a lot of people out there, amen, that is going through so much. Amen. And not only, amen, poor in, amen, finances, but poor in spirit. They have been torn down by various ministries. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And they have been bruised. Amen. Amen. And they have been brought, amen, before various people that are in position and been rejected. A pastor will go in and take all your money. Amen. And when you come to him, and ask him, to pay your light bill, they're going to tell you they can't support you. My God. But when you get hold to God and begin to do what the gospel say, to preach the gospel, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, because I'm not ashamed of it, praise God, hallelujah, then you can see those that are poor, poor in spirit, amen, begin to leap for joy, begin to rejoice, amen, and begin to have hope, amen, and he that sent me, amen, to heal the broken and hearted. Some of us, amen, and I'm a witness, I was broken and hearted. I have been destroyed by people many times over. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I keep on pressing because of what? The word, that faith, amen, that is supportive to God. I have this unction, this passion, this desire on the inside of me to continue to support God. I don't care how many fiery darts they throw at me. I don't care what nobody say about me. I don't care, amen, what nobody do, because, amen, the Bible literally tells us no weapon formed against us shall prosper anyway, and I'm just crazy enough to believe it. So I go on, amen, despite of what the people did, and I preach, amen. I'm supporting God, amen, in the earth realm. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. To heal the broken and hearted, to preach deliverance to the captives. Come on. Some of us are in captivity, amen. I don't care if you're white, black, brown, yellow, but you're still in captivity. You go to church from Sunday to Sunday, and you still come out in captivity because the devil has captured you in your mind. Amen. But the Bible said we should have the mind of Christ. Amen. So that when the enemy come in and begin to talk all this junk to you, amen, and begin to tell you all kind of negative stuff, then, amen, when he come, you can resist him and say the word say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. And begin to quote those scriptures to, amen, that devil, and that devil will flee. So we're not the house, amen, hurts. We're not the house, amen, the things that the enemy has done. But we can literally, amen, tell the enemy to get behind me or get away from me because I don't want him behind me. He's too close. Amen. And quote that scripture. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. For the Bible said, amen, praise God, in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I don't have no business contending against, amen, Counselor Irwin. Amen. I don't have no business contending with, amen, the people down the street. Amen. All I need to do is do exactly what God says. Set my focus on that devil, praying fast till I get that devil out of my life, amen, and stand fast, amen, he can't be all shining on my side, in the will of God, amen, and to preach deliverance to the captive and the recovering of sight to the blind. The devil has blinded not only the eyes, but the Bible say he blinds the mind of man. That's why, amen, we can't think straight. That's why you got so many people that are in mental institutes. Amen. You got so many people that are tormented so bad. Amen. And they'll tell you in a minute, I can't think. I can't I can't handle it. Amen. And they don't understand, amen, that devil has blinded their mind. But us being the ministers with these treasures in earthen vessels, amen, praise God, I give God the glory, can go out, stand in the gap, be supportive to God, amen, so that the people can be set free, amen, from the devil, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Some of us have been bruised, but the Bible said Jesus was bruised, but it wasn't broken. Amen. Some people, amen, over in foreign countries are still dying for the word. They're getting their arms cut off. They're getting their eyes put out, their ears, amen, cut off. Amen. Legs cut off because they decided, amen, to be supportive, amen, for God Almighty by staying, amen, with God. A lot of them didn't even have Bibles, but they believed, amen. We in America, amen, are literally liberated. We are free. We can do anything that we want to do, amen, as far as, amen, what we desire to do. Some of us, amen, have old stinking desires and get out there and kill somebody and do something. But we became free, amen, when Jesus Christ died for us. Amen. Praise God. So we ought to be supportive for Jesus as Jesus was supportive for Father God. Amen. And then the Bible say, amen, and he closed the book. This is the strategy of God, amen, Son Jesus Christ. You know, this is awesome. Praise God. Jesus can walk into the synagogue. Amen. After being tested by the devil and rejecting him, amen, being 40 days and 40 nights without any food, come on, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Then, amen, thank you, Jesus, refusing everything Satan had to offer him, which was nothing, amen, praise God. And Jesus literally said, I'm going to be supportive of my Father. Jesus, amen, awesome. Amen. Like they say, cool. Amen. He walks into the synagogue. Amen. Knowing that it was his time and his hour. How many preachers today know their time and their hour and are willing to step out, are willing to go through, amen, being tested, going through the persecutions and, amen, tried, amen, and before Satan, amen, and then turn around and reject him and then stand for God. Amen. Not many. Amen, because when pressure comes, they don't want to push anymore. And sometimes you got to push your way through. You got to be so, amen, adamant about God and, amen, being a servant for him that you'll push your way through anything that opposes you. I'm going to tell you, if you push your way through, amen, Satan can't do nothing to you. All he can do is try to make you turn against God. And your strategy is to not turn like Jesus did, amen. He went in there and confessed in front of the congregation that my will is to help God, amen. And he went on to say, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. How many are doing that today? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That was what I say, cool. That was a strategy. That was very, what, bourgeois. Amen. That was very beautiful what Jesus did. So he went on, amen, and he let the, amen, them know that I'm sent forth to preach the word. Y'all going to make me a king. He said, I didn't come to do that kind of stuff. I'm already a king. Amen. I'm paraphrasing it. Amen. So he didn't need to, amen, do that to fight a natural battle. But he came to show them a supernatural thing that you can be, amen, reformed, transformed into the image and the likeness of God, which Adam and Eve lost in the Garden of Eden. And now you can be regenerated, become brand new. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You don't put old wine into new wineskin. Amen. Because one of the things that will happen, amen, praise God, a new wine into old wineskins. I'm turn back around. Amen. What you do is, amen, you put new wine into new wineskins so it can all, what I'm going to say, grow up together. Amen. Because when the wine starts fermenting, amen, it's going to expand inside of that old wineskin. And because the wineskin don't have no bullion, it won't stretch. It will burst on you. So all the, amen, the savor, all the goodness will be lost. Amen. But when you really are chosen of God and accept God, amen, that wine is going to go right along with that wine skin. Amen. And they're going to be in agreements. Amen. That's the way we are. Amen. God say, amen, what I come to do is to allow you to, amen, be developed, your character be developed, amen. And in that essence, amen, your spirit man, in the inward man, amen, your soulless ram, amen, and your spirit man must literally grow up together and adhere to the will of God. Because what he'll do, he'll perfect that soul so that soul don't want to sin. It don't want to walk in the seat of the emotions. It don't want to walk in doubt. It don't want to walk in feeling. So that when anybody say anything to you, you don't take it the wrong way and you don't do the wrong thing. In essence, but you'll grow up in maturity knowing that that's love. That's God's will. So praise God. God has given these treasures and earthen vessels in order to support his will. His works in the earth realm. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is why he appointed us as prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors, for the works of, amen, of the ministry, for the perfecting, amen, thank you, Jesus, of the saints. Amen. Getting developed is the most, amen, important thing that we must do. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Because, amen, you can't go out there, amen, as a babe and try to go out there and do ministry. The enemy will tear you up. But you must be developed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then God went on, amen, praise God. And he literally kept a regiment diary. I'm calling it the Bible, which it is literally called. Amen. A record of events. Amen. On the past, present, and future. What should occur? Amen. How we should deal with life and certain issues, and how we should keep his commandments. Amen. So this was always before us. Amen. The Logos was always before us so that, amen, we could understand what the Word of God was saying and follow the instructions so that we could be literally supportive, amen, of God's will. Amen. So, saints, amen, I'm going to turn this, amen, the rest of the segment over to Counselor Irwin. Amen. Praise God. But this is an awesome saying. If you truly love God, amen, thank you, Jesus, then you need to understand what the Word is saying. That faith that they had, amen, was just given to everybody. We all have that same measure of faith. Amen. And then to understand that, amen, because of this, amen, God gave it to us, these treasures in earthen vessels, in order to be supportive of him. Some of us are prayer warriors. Amen. We can go in and tap into God, amen, in a split second. Amen. We can tell God what's going on in the earth realm. He'll turn back around because he trusts you and he's entrusted his word in you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he will act upon it and change the atmosphere. We're going through so much, saints. It seems like on every hand there is problem after problem. Child on crack, husband gone astray, amen, the problems on the job, and seem like it's a nowhere, amen, that we can get, amen, any satisfaction. Mom, amen, dead and gone, she can't help you. Father turned his back because he don't want to deal with the issues. But when you go to the Word, amen, that Logos, when you go to the Word of God and begin to understand what the Scripture is saying, what the revelation of the Word is saying, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, then you'll be able to stand, amen, and be supportive to God, amen, and the enemy won't be able to shake you. Jesus, amen, is our, amen, everything. Praise God. So I'm going to let Counselor Irwin, amen, finish this portion, amen, and I give God the glory, amen. Praise God. Counselor Irwin?
Amen, amen, amen. Holy, 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 Lord all-powerful, the earth is filled with your glory. And Isaiah 6:3, we give God the glory. And Pastor Burris, we just give God the glory for the recap that you said, support the word to your life. And so the body of Christ literally has to support the word of God to their life. If not, they are not going to survive the battle that's going on in the earth realm. And to prepare them, the battle is to prepare them in the word of God, to prepare them to go with Jesus Christ as they prepare to get out of this earth realm and go on with Jesus. Imagine. And that's all that we're doing is preparing. This is just preparation to go into heaven.
Amen.
We have scripture in 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter of Poor Things Earth. It says, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with him. And God is saying, we know that God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead.
All right.
He will raise us up also. God will take us up, take us to himself, and will take you. He will take you. And we have 2 Corinthians, 4th chapter. I just believe tonight, saints, and whoever is listening all over the country and out of the and that are hearing us tonight, that we literally have to, you know, allow God to come in and use us, and we have to learn how to tap into the Holy of Holies to stay with God so we will know what our assignment is and how to balance this world. What's going on in the world. And so I just give God the glory for what he's doing in your life. I pray that you take this broadcast and you use it and you meditate on what you're saying and you try to take these scriptures and apply it to your circumstance and your situation, because we hope there is hope out there. And whatever you're experiencing and going through, God says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we can imagine and ask for. But we have to believe. Belief has to come in. And love has to enter like never before. And so we have to start thinking like kings and queens of God. Don't settle for the bottom of the totem pole or what the enemy has said or shown you, but we have to have this crazy belief system and this love like never before to go on to what God has said for our lives. We have to work the word, okay, and we have to support the word to our circumstances and our situations. And so we have to believe exactly what the word is saying. A lot of the body of Christ, Christians, and people who said they love Christ, a lot of apostles and pastors, evangelists and prophets and prophetess and teachers have given you a word. You've gone to conferences, church services, prayer services. You've gone to you call different prayer offices and stuff, and they have prophesied. They have given you a word, and you didn't work the word. So God is going to hold you accountable because you didn't work the prophecy. You didn't work the word that was in that was given to you at that time by the Holy Spirit. And so God is saying tonight that we have to go back to what the word is saying and work the prophecy and allow the prophecy. You become the prophecy. And you have to literally go and look in the back of the concordance of the Bible for what was given to you by that pastor or that prophet or that teacher, and you take that certain prophecy or those things that they said to you, you look it up in the concordance, and you apply a scripture, and you read that scripture day in and day out. You meditate on that scripture day in and day out. And then you begin to, that begins to bring life to your mind, because then you believe what God is saying. It brings life to your spirit and your soul and your body, so the belief system can kick in.
All right.
And then prayer, your prayer life has to, and I cannot stress enough to the body of Christ, that your prayer life has to kick in and has to start, if it's 5 or 10 minutes a night or day, talking and communing with God, because that's what we were created to do. In spite of our circumstances, in spite of our problems, we got to press our way through it. And so you run in to call this prayer line and run into this church and run into this service, but God is saying, you haven't even talked to me. I'm waiting on you to commune with me. I'm waiting on you to open up the Word of God and taking the Word of God and applying it to your circumstances and your situation, so growth can come, so your character can grow. And so your prayer life has to start, so your belief system can be built up. Then, as you're going into the outer court and the inner court and the Holy of Holies, you have to know when to come out the Holy of Holies, of how to balance it and how to love on your children and your husband and your wife and your best friend and your auntie and your uncle and your cousins and the people that live across the street and the people that don't believe, people who have different belief systems. You have to learn how to love. And the Holy Spirit, if you spend time in prayer, the Holy Spirit will tell you how to love again.
Amen.
The anointing is not for just you, but it's for the body of Christ and for you to share that with others about the glory of God. If you go to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verses 7, and we give God the glory because in that text it reads, and I'm reading out of the New Life Bible at this moment, because I really want you to get, and it breaks it down to the people that don't have a stronger relationship with Christ. And so the Word of God reads, the Holy Spirit works in each of us or another for the good of all. And so God has given each of you some special abilities. Be sure to use them to help each other, but to help others, pass on to others what God has, the blessings that God has. And so that's in that scripture. I expound a little bit on that scripture that I just read. And so I'll say to the men and the women of God, get into position by allowing the glory of God to lead and guide you into all truth. Truth is the Word of God. Stop trying to put old wineskin into new wineskin. Whatever happened in the past, get over it. Forgive. Let go and let God have his perfect way in your life. You was called and you was created to worship him. And as you prepare to go to your heavenly home, God allows things to come in your way so your character can be built up. And so the trials come and they go. They come and they go to develop your character. It comes and goes to get you closer to Jesus Christ and to be used by God, and so God can get the glory. So what you went through, I'm sorry you went through, but it's because it's for somebody else. It's for you to minister to somebody else. And whatever you struggled with and you went through, and the hurts and the habits and the hang-ups are there, that's called your ministry. That's what God has called you to do, because if you did not experience hurt and you didn't have habits and you didn't have hang-ups, well, you wouldn't know who God was. You wouldn't have appreciation to love others and to sympathize with others whenever they go through. So I say don't compare to no one, but do the work that God has called you to do for his people and the kingdom. And if you go to Galatians, the sixth chapter, and the third verse, and in Galatians, glory be to God, we give God the glory. And then finally in my King James Version, give God the glory. Amen. Galatians chapter 6, the third verse, fourth verse, says, for if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. So let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in others. So this is telling us, do your own work well. Do what God has called you to do, not what God has called your best friend to do, a pastor so-and-so to do, but do the work that God has called you to do, and then you will have some yourself.
Praise God.
And we give for the word, and I'm just giving you encouragement to let you know that God has something for you and in store for you, and whatever you've been hoping for, God said is right there. It's right there. And if you just tap into the Holy of Holies, God will put you where you need to be. And so we read John 17. The 18th verse reads, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. So God is saying everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a mission and a plan in the world. It's up to you, the body of Christ, all over the country and out of the land, to tap into the prayer of life, to tap into the word of God so you can hear what God has to say for your life. And so you have to support the word to your life, and you have to allow God that says that we know that God raised the Lord Jesus from the dead, and he will raise us up also. God will take us to himself, and he will take you. So if you just go to him, I promise you, God will take you in places that you ain't never been before. And it can only happen in the Holy of Holies. It can only happen through meditating on the word of God and reading it, dissecting it, and loving on what God has and what God has to say. And if you go to Psalm 100, and 16. And 116, the 10th verse. Just want to encourage you guys, because God is going to do exactly what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
We just have to continue to press on and apply the word of God. And if we go into the Holy of Holies, the Holy Spirit will begin to minister to us. The Holy Spirit will begin to love upon us, to give us direction, to give us peace, to give us joy, to give us the things that God has promised and purposed for our life. And so a lot of people don't understand. They just go to church every time the church doors are open, but they don't understand what the Holy Spirit is and what the Holy Spirit does. And what the Holy Spirit is, it's the Spirit of God. It's the helper. It's the comforter. And if you go to John 14, verses 17, it'll talk to you and tell you what the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is God's presence at work in the world.
All right.
And so if you go to John 14, chapter verse 16, it's going to tell you that Jesus told his followers that he would send the Holy Spirit to help and to teach us.
That's right.
And so after his resurrection, Jesus told followers that the Holy Spirit would give them power to tell others about him. And so what the Holy Spirit does, it creates, it teaches us, it guides us, it inspires the writing of the scriptures. It inspires us to meditate on the scriptures. It gives us power to be anointed to walk where God has called us to walk.
All right.
And then the Holy Spirit produces fruit. So you can go back and read a little more about why we are trying to tap into the Holy of Holies, why we're trying to tap into the Holy Spirit, because you can't do nothing on this earth, without the Holy Spirit. If not, he will lead you into a path of sin and unrighteousness. And so, Psalm 16, and it reads, I believe, therefore have I spoken, I was greatly afflicted. And so God is saying, he believes. Yeah, he's spoken. Yeah, he was afflicted. Yeah, but we also have to believe that God has and know that God is who he said he is. And so I give God the glory tonight for speaking to you guys tonight. I'm caught up in ministry called Celebrate Recovery. It's to, if you have habits, hang-ups, and hurts and addictions, it's a support group that has the 12 steps that will literally, they take the scriptures and apply it to your circumstances so you can overcome habits and hang-ups and addictions. And so that is at my church. It's called Celebrate Recovery, and that's what I'm involved in, also with the prayer and intercession, how I spend time with the Lord, able to minister to the people and to the hurting. And so I say to the body of Christ, get ready to do what God has called you to do and step out of the boat and apply the scriptures to your life. We give God the glory, and I bless you in Jesus' name. We give God the glory. And our mission on earth is to be ambassadors for Jesus Christ. If you go to Acts 20, verses 23, you will see that your job is to find out your purpose through the word of God and to reading the scriptures as well as prayer. We give God the glory.
Amen. Amen. That was wonderful. Now I want to do a recap. Amen. On the onset of the program, amen, I talked about, amen, our ministry and how we should support God. That's the word of faith, amen, that we are applying, amen, in essence to this chapter. Amen. And then Counselor Irwin, amen, she went on to give us, amen, hope, amen. We should hope, amen, praise God. And we should believe. That's the important factor of anything. If you have a relationship in your life, even with your mate, amen, you got to believe that this man or this woman, amen, is going to be your soulmate, amen, and you are going to be comfortable in the relationship. When you are with God, amen, and you believe and trust in him, you find yourself in a comfortable position. When there is strife and adversities, then you know that the enemy is coming in to try to steal that comfortable position from you and cause you to backslide and go into the world. She spoke literally about working the word. Amen. You got to work the word. Let that word work for you. Amen. And then she talked about character growth, amen, that could only be utilized through prayer. Amen. Your development, amen, it comes, amen, through prayer and fellowship. Amen. Reading the scriptures, amen, staying in the presence of God, soaking in the Holy Spirit. She spoke about the Holy Spirit. And he is the last entity that is in the earth realm. Jesus said he would send the Comforter. And I praise God for that because I love the Holy Spirit I have. And that's my mate. Amen. And I'm not talking about no lustful thing. I'm talking about getting down to the word, ministering to me, telling me what the Father say so I can prophesy the truth. Amen. And then telling me what to do as far as going out and doing things for the Bible say acknowledge him in all your ways, God in all your ways, and man, he will direct your path. So the Holy Spirit has become my all in all. Amen. I'm dependent on him. He's my supporter. Amen. So why can't we support God? So we praise God for this segment. I'm sorry about the beginning of it, but I could not hear with this telephone. I've been had problems, amen, with technical problems, amen. And so, amen, we pray that everything turned out all right tonight because I'm telling you, I am on fire for the Lord. I love what a counselor said, amen, and I love what God had given me at the onset. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to go to church. God bless you. We need the fellowship. God bless.